This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Newspapers throughout the country are implementing online paywalls in an attempt to counter declining circulation. Now that trend is expanding on the Front Range in a big way with an announcement by Digital First Media, which manages Media News Group. Here to talk about what's happening with local newspapers is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So Digital First Media manages Media News Group, which owns the Denver Post and other local publications. That company announced this week it was erecting a paywall. So what exactly will that look like?
Digital First Media is implementing what it calls an all-access subscription model, Erin. This will not be what's called a hard paywall where no content is free. What they're implementing is a metered model that will allow non-subscribers to read 25 articles for free per month via desktop devices or 99 articles via mobile devices. But after that, they will have to pay $11.99 per month. Readers can also pay $5.50 per week for unlimited print and online access. And this is all due to take effect December 2nd.
Okay. Media News owns a lot of publications, both nationally and, of course, locally. What other newspapers are going to be affected by this change?
Quite a few. Digital First is the second largest newspaper chain in the country, and this new metered model will be implemented at all but one of its 75 daily newspapers. Locally, you'll see it at the Boulder Daily Camera, the Longmont Times Call, and the Loveland Reporter Herald. The pricing for those publications might be slightly different, and how many free articles readers can access hasn't yet been revealed. I should point out that these papers will follow the Fort Collins Coloradoan, owned by Gannett, and the Greeley Tribune, owned by Swift Newspapers. Both of those publications already have paywalls.
Right. So why is this change at Digital First Media being implemented now? I mean, it's not like this is a new problem for newspapers in terms of declining circulation and advertising.
That's true, but a lot of newspapers have resisted this change. Publishers thought for years that if they went to a subscription model online, that their traffic would plummet and they would lose online advertisers as a result. But print readership at many papers has continued to decline, and newspaper companies across the country are exploring different paywall models. I should point out that one of the most ardent opponents of paywalls has been Digital First CEO John Patton, but even he has come around saying in a blog post that the company needs more gas in the tank if it's going to complete the journey from print to digital.
Sure. Well, newspapers have been in a crisis mode for years now. Are paywalls really the answer for declining circulation and ad sales?
Well, we'll see. An increasing number of publishers seem to think so. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post have embraced them. The Financial Times has been particularly successful with its pay model. But just when you think the tide has turned, some publications go back in the other direction. You can read a lot about some of these changes at a very depressing website called newspaperdeathwatch.com, which a few months ago reported that the San Francisco Chronicle and the Dallas Morning News were removing their paywalls. So I guess when it comes to paywalls, what goes up might come down.
Very true. Well, Chris, I have to ask you, you are in the media business, of course, though, in the niche of business publishing. Are you considering a paywall?
Funny you should ask. You heard it here first. We are exploring meter paywalls at our three business journals in Boulder, Northern Colorado, and Wyoming. Nothing's been decided yet, but stay tuned.
We will. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.